We spoke last week about emunah, and we said that this week we're going to get into the level of bitachon. The truth is, bitachon is a huge subject. Emunah is its own big subject, but bitachon, just to understand the basics, is an unbelievably large subject that takes so much brain space and effort and time. There's a huge section of Ravobi and Ali Shur, and I'm going to be basing some of what I said in Ali Shur's second chelik and bitachon. It's a lot. It's a lot to go through. What everybody goes down to, what everybody brings themselves back to, is they bring themselves to the Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rabbeinu Yonah in Mishlei, in the third parak, is all about bitachon. The entire way through his parish on the third parak is all about bitachon. And that is the place to go. From pasuk to pasuk to pasuk, you just look at the Rabbeinu Yonah's parish. And I'll be using him throughout this entire idea. And aside from that, there's also the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rif in Brachos in the first parak, where he mentions a couple different issues. Why you're somach gula tefillah on Beis Amud Aleph. He mentions a couple things over here. But he basically, the Rabbeinu Yonah says the following. Emunah and Yiras Hashem, both of those subjects, both of the ideas of Emunah and Yiras Hashem, are up there in the air. They're sort of like things that you know and things that you can pull out, whatever it is. But bitachon puts it into reality. Once a person uses bitachon, that is the maisa, we'll call it, of the ideas that Emunah and Yiras Hashem represent. And when a person has bitachon, then he's able to show what it means to have Emunah. See, just saying Im Yirtzeh Hashem or Be'ezras Hashem is an idea of bitachon, that you trust that a Kaddish Baruch Hu wants it, or that he's helping you, or that he's involved in your everyday life. Living in a world of bitachon is where you don't even need to say it, it's automatically Im Yirtzeh Hashem or Be'ezras Hashem or Baruch Hashem. It's all there without anything. Now, that comes into a lot. So what does that mean exactly? What does that mean for our daily lives in order to make it through? So Ravobi is in his introduction. So the way he does it is, he goes through Yira, and then he goes through MS, and then he goes through Bitachon. And the truth is, to understand Bitachon without first going through MS and Yira is difficult. It's difficult. And I'm going to be saying some things that he says in Emes and Yira and just throwing them in because there's hakdamas. But in this hakdama di bitachon, he says, there is nothing that is as confusing to a person as the level of bitachon. Where a person might think that he's on the level of bitachon. I am a boteach. I'm mamish. I trust in Hashem and I know what I'm doing and everything's going well. A person will mamish think that way. They'll think they have the mita down pat without any issues whatsoever. And the truth is, they have no idea what they're talking about. No idea. They haven't put any effort forth into understanding what bitachon is. They just think, they trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu when everything's over there. And other people think they're not there, that they don't have a level of bitachon, and they're right there. They're right there. They're right in the outskirts. They have bitachon. They just don't even realize it. The biggest mistakes are happening. So here's what bitachon should be in an exemplar level. If we wanted to give it a sort of like here's a general idea of bitachon, let's bring it all through. Here's the general idea. If you trust in Hashem and you don't ask why you trust in Hashem, you just believe something's going to happen and you live your life knowing that someone is behind you, knowing that someone is helping you, and knowing that your decisions are not based on irrational fear or issues in your head, or fake ideas that you might have put inside there, but rather because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is helping you make them al pi Torah, and knowing you're going about this in the right way. That's the basic idea of what bitachon is. There could be shailas, you could ask questions, but the questions are more like, how does this work, rather than, I can't believe this works. There's a difference in how you ask and how you're thinking in your head. But that is the basic idea. You just trust that Hashem is behind you, but that doesn't make you take unnecessary risks. It doesn't make you make bad decisions. So let's deal with bitachon in the world at large. We live in a world that is pure, without anything else, without God, would be filled with bitachon. Let's explain. There are great jobs that are available out there, that are available in the world in front of everybody, and if you need them, they're there. We have doctors that if a person gets sick, there are great doctors Doctors that not only know what they're doing, they can do almost anything for the human body. They can tell you everything about your body without even trying. That's what they are, who can help us if we get really sick. The world economy is pretty stable, notwithstanding the little issues that happen here and there. But the world economy is not affecting very many people overall. After all, many jobs are still stable. The economy, let's deal with America specifically, is doing pretty good. Even when something crazy happens and there's a huge recession, the economists that are working know exactly what to do and how to deal with it. There's very little that they haven't seen when it comes to that. There are policemen out there that if something's happening and somebody is acting in a crazy manner, the policeman can be called. There are courts that are civil courts that are pretty good. The judges are pretty good people. Yeah, you can have a judge here and there that you're mad at that he's making you pay $100 for a ticket. But there are courts out there that are pretty good doing the right thing. There are government systems and there are government leaders who are not the best, but they're doing pretty good jobs in keeping the world afloat and making sure that the money that comes in is going out in the right fashion. Meaning, it seems to be that we're living in a world that's pretty much in check. That things are going well. They're not great, but they're not bad. It's not like we're living in a horrible situation. It's just things are pretty good. We worry about warfare. That's definitely something to worry about. We worry about recessions and natural catastrophes. But especially in our world that we're in right now in America, are you really worried about war? Honestly, you're not living in Kosovo. You're not living in Africa. You're not living in some Southeastern Asia country where everything's going crazy, or South America. What are you worried about? Are we worried that there's going to be something here, that somebody's going to invade the U.S.? Is that something that you're worried about? And Eretz Yisrael totally agreed. Yes, there is a worry about warfare, about somebody walking down the street and hurting you. That I hear a little bit more. But in this world that you're in right now, your bitachon in the natural world continuing to exist the way that it is pretty strong. And as long as you're able to handle certain catastrophes or certain things that happen, you're doing pretty well. You hear about things, and you're like, oh, that's so sad. Maybe you'll even say Kapitel Tehillim, maybe you'll even donate toward a fund, toward the victims of that. But you yourself, you're living in a world of bitachon, a world filled with bitachon, a different type, but nonetheless, something that's there. So what destroys that picture-perfect world? Again, it's not perfect, but it's pretty good. So what destroys that world? So what destroys the world? What tells us that something's wrong and that we're missing something? And not only are we missing something, we're missing a major, major factor in how the world works is our emuna. Our emuna is telling us that it's not true. Everything I just said is not true. The policeman is not doing anything on his own. The judge cannot do anything if left on his own. The world economy will not be able to continue this way if not for that. The fact that we're able to overcome certain catastrophes or things that happen would not happen if not for a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Our Amunah and a Kaddish Baruch Hu tells us it's not the natural world working at its peak that's making things happen. It's a Kaddish Baruch Hu behind the scenes that's making everything run correctly, and without him, the whole world would collapse in a second. In a second. And that's what can happen. We have a line. It's a pasuk. And the truth is, for those who say the Esther Zechiros every day, some say Sheish Zechiros every day after davening, there are Esther Zechiros. V'zacharta ki Hashem Elokecha hu anosein lecha koach lasos chayo. You have to remember, you have a chiyuv from the Torah to remember every single day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that gives you the power, the abilities to do everything you do. It's not you. It's not the world. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu running everything from behind the scenes. That's what Emunah does. It takes the world that you're seeing that seems natural, that seems to be working fine. When you look at it, you're like, look, everything's good. I don't even need anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't, so to speak, and Chas Shalom to say this, I don't need you here. And sometimes you're just ruining it for me. Our Emunah is telling us it's the exact opposite. This is how the Rabbeinu Yonah puts it in Mishlei. And he reads it. I'm translating, and I'm putting a couple extra words here. But the idea is you put your pure trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not in any other person or thing. That you really believe, when you have bitachon, that it's not them doing things for you, it's Hashem through them. That's the idea. That way, it's no longer your brains, your power, your abilities, it says. It's Him. Even when you see yourself making decisions that have a positive outcome, where all of a sudden you made yourself a few extra dollars because of a great decision that you made, or you saved yourself 5 minutes on that shortcut that you decided to take. It wasn't you, wasn't your decision, it wasn't your abilities. It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu putting the thought in your head. It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowing you to make the right decision. It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, this is what you should do at that point. That's the concept. Anybody that thinks otherwise, says Rabbeinu Yonah, is a person who is delusional, who thinks that he's Mashiach. He's Eliyahu HaNavi. He's the one that's so great. But you're not. You're not Moshe Rabbeinu. You're not Eliyahu HaNavi. You're not Mashiach. You are a guy with first-year syndrome, a guy who goes to Eretz Yisrael for the very first time, gets into his first year, gets really into learning within a couple months, and all of a sudden thinks he's the absolute greatest person in the world. If you've never heard of first-year syndrome, you've never been to Israel. You never went to certain yeshivas. There's always the first-year guys. Those first-year guys are all out there. It's the way of thinking where you have to start thinking, it's not about me. It's not about accrediting myself with anything. It's giving the credit back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and allowing Him to be the one responsible for everything that happens, for everything that could happen. See, a great example of this is the Meraglim. The conversation between the Meraglim in front of the people, and I'm sure anybody who's gone through the Parsha realizes this and knows this as they're reading through, but just to think of these outside of the Parsha itself, to think of it just some, to think of what they were saying is absolutely unbelievable. The Meraglim were saying natural ideas, things that make a lot of sense, where you would hear it and you'd be like, they're right, it makes a lot of sense. If I didn't know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to give them the land, if I didn't know the end of the day, what the Meraglim was saying all made a ton of sense. While Kalev and Yoshua sound crazy, they literally sound crazy. Kalev and Yoshua get up, the Meraglim say, Kalev says, we're going to get up and we're going to take over the land. Alon na'lev yirashnu osa. We're going to go and we're going to take the land. And they say back, we're not going to be able to. The people are too strong. The people are giants. The people are crazy big. It's an Eretz Ocheles Yoshvelhi. And they keep going on. They're describing the land. It's almost as if, see, we look at it with the light of, we know the Meraglim did the wrong thing. So we read it in the Torah and we see it as the evil thoughts, evil Torah. There's no way they could have said that. But the Meraglim meant it as in a natural fashion, there is no way we're going to be able to do this. We can't. We're going up against giants. They saw us as grasshoppers. That's what they looked at us as. How in the world are we going to be able to defeat this land? And Yoshua and Kalev look at them and say, if we had to climb up to Shemayim and ladders, we would do so. If Moshe Rabbeinu would tell us that we're going to go, alone that we're going to inherit it, we're going to take it, everything will work out well. It's a crazy line that Kalev and Yoshua are saying. It's a level that they're trying to say. And they weren't answering anything the Meraglim were saying. It's a land that eats up its inhabitants. Eh. There's a bunch of giants there. Whatever. It's a land that's filled with powerful people. Huge, fortified cities. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do it, we'll be able to do it. So in a way, this argument is really the argument of how to have bitachon when you know you're doing the right thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind you and it seems like you're naturally, there's no way for you to be able to do it. But this is what the Torah wants you to do. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you to do. You do it. An example. You know that it's the right thing to wear a kippah. But you're going to be tested. You're going to be in situations where you're going to be put in businesses or in different places where it's going to be difficult to wear your kippah. I'm not saying a sakana. I'm not talking about a danger to one's life. That obviously, there's no question. But a situation where you're going to be hired by a certain company or you're working for somebody and the person looks askance at the fact that you're wearing a kippah. What's the right thing to do in that situation? Rav Moshe has the heter. Rav Moshe has a tshuva about what to do in these types of places. And everybody has to realize that on their own. A person with a strong will and bitachon will be able to face that adversity, face it head on, and be able to not have a problem wearing a kippah in those situations. I'm not saying it's wrong to do so, to take off the kippah. I'm not saying that's wrong. It's not. Halakhically, it's 100% correct. But the stronger your bitachon is, the stronger your willpower is to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do, the more you'll be able to push yourself in and keep that kippah on no matter what you're facing, no matter what kind of people are there in front of you. This is Kalev and Yehoshua. It sounded crazy. How can you do this? You don't understand. You don't realize what you're going up against. And Kalev and Yehoshua said, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us what to do. We're going to go and we're going to do it. No matter how difficult it is, we are absolutely going to do it. So really, where is bitachon? Where does it come in? When we start having our doubts, we start wondering to ourselves, what are we doing? Here's the question to ask. Is it because it's a lack of bitachon, where we believe in Hashem, but we believe in ourselves more? And therefore, when it's up against, I believe that Hashem is helping me, but I believe I'm stronger than that. And therefore, in my natural world, where I'm stronger than Hashem, I don't think this is going to work. And I'm going to go with that decision over my belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or is it a lack of emunah altogether, where I don't really believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind me at all, where it's really all about myself? Bitachon means you know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, you'll do what's right. And sometimes you need somebody to be able to help you decide what's right in every given situation. But that's bitachon. Lack of bitachon is either a understanding Hashem is behind me, but I think I'm stronger, or I don't really believe Hashem is behind me at all. It's one of those. And then you have to decide, level-wise, what level are you on? And what level of bitachon can you take this to? And how far can you go with this? It's not going to be easy. When working on bitachon, I'm nowhere near where I need to be. But when I'm working on bitachon and I say to myself, I believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind me, I'm going to make a decision that's going to be detrimental in the natural form, because this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do, am I willing to sacrifice in order to get there? That's where your bitachon comes into play. And you build it up. You build it stronger and stronger and stronger. The highest levels of bitachon, the levels where the Ramban says that you don't ever go to doctors, because you have such bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's going to help you, that there's no reason to do anything. No ishtadlus is necessary at that point. You don't need to. Everything's going to be taken care of because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves me. That's the highest, highest, highest level where a person can get to at the very, very end of the day. Where we can get to start believing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of us and rules over us and helps us, not just makes our decisions for us more than we make the decisions for ourselves. When we get to that level, we can finally understand this is a level of real bitachon. And we build ourselves further. We build ourselves up from there. But that's our lesson right now. Our lesson is to try to get to the point where we're no longer believing in the natural world. We're believing not in ourselves, but in HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's behind us making these decisions. Have a good week, everybody.